Well, this week sure has started off with a bang. Lots of news to cover, lots of headlines to catch you up with. Let's get rolling. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
There appears to be a rift growing from within the Maricopa election audit. The spokesman for the audit is Ken Bennett, who says that he was shut out from the audit building on Friday. He joined the show this morning.
I was told that they'd been instructed by the auditors to not share anything with me. And then this situation where I'm told I can't even know the procedures that we're going to use on this third count. I just cannot function as the liaison, you know, with those kinds of hide the ball from me stuff.
What do you make of the growing rift in the election audit?
I'll be honest, I don't know. After talking with Mr. Bennett saying that he's been shut out by a lot of things and he still is the liaison, that seems to be a contradiction. If the Senate president is going to keep him as the audit liaison, he needs to be privileged or privy to all of those things that are going on. I mean, that's a part of what his job is. I don't know why it happened. Is this a result of something else? I don't know. But he does seem to be very frustrated about what's going on. I'm going to make some phone calls after the show today to try to get more information and try to get somebody from the other side of this within the audit on the air. In the end, I think the people of Arizona are owed a better explanation of what's happening. And I just want to see this done. And I want to see this done the right way.
Are mask mandates coming back? Reportedly, the CDC is considering updating their guidance, requiring even vaccinated people to wear them again. Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked about this.
Are you part of those conversations? And if so, what are you advising? Do you think masks should be brought back for vaccinated Americans?
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am.
Do you think it will happen, and should it happen?
No. No to both. I don't think we're going to see vaccinated people be forced back into masks. It defeats the purpose of getting vaccinated. The whole thing was, if you want to get back to a sense of normalcy, that was the word they used, we have to start getting people vaccinated. People did get vaccinated. We saw numbers plummet. We saw all of that happen. Then we took the masks away when people were getting vaccinated. If you start telling vaccinated people that they have to get masked, unvaccinated people aren't going to get the vaccine. Why would they? Why would someone waste the time to go down and spend whatever time it takes to get vaccinated twice if nothing in their life is going to change? So I don't think we're going back to mandates. I think we're going to hear people talk about suggestions. There may be localized masks in masked areas where they say you have to wear masks, but I can't see the federal government coming out and say that it defeats their entire message, and I think they know that. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every single day at this time. It's for us to get you caught up on the biggest headlines of the day while you're driving to lunch. What's next?
Oh, what a difference a year makes. Remember last year when former President Trump said this about Governor Doug Ducey?
You've done a fantastic job. We're very proud of you. We love the people of Arizona, and they're very proud of the job you've done also, Doug.
Well, the former president was back in town over the weekend and had kind of changed his tune quite a bit ever since Governor Ducey certified the election results for Joe Biden. This is what he said on stage this weekend.
This governor, Doug Ducey, you know, when I did rallies, he always wanted to be in the front row. Sir, could you mention my name, please? Oh, yeah, I'll mention. But I'd introduce him, and I wouldn't get much of an applause, and I'd get a lot of boos. And I kept saying, you know, this guy's not very popular. But now, you know what? He's not popular with me either.
What was your reaction to hearing Trump ripping Ducey?
I just thought it was unnecessary. I mean, I guess in that crowd of people, maybe it was necessary for them. Maybe it was an applause line. I don't know. I think the further divide among Republicans in Arizona is going to be the bigger issue. What I mean by that is the primary process is upon us, and in that process, people choose sides. But if it doesn't remain a friendly battle in the sense of we don't burn bridges, you're gonna lose in the long run, because what ends up happening is such bad feelings happen that whoever comes out of the primary as the winner needs his opposition or her opposition to be on their side. And that's not going to happen when things like this happen. To do this, we questioned why our governor was there in the first place when he gave him all that credit. Why was Doug Ducey singled out, and what's the future? I don't understand. I didn't understand that. And I don't understand now why he is being so being blasted. It doesn't seem like it has any good in the end. There doesn't seem to be any need from it. Trump is popular enough to get on stage and send a message about what he wants for this country and what he wants for the audit that he didn't have to go after anybody in particular. And I just don't know why they do it.
The space travel industry is emerging, and less than a week after two billionaires traveled into space, a Democrat lawmaker has a proposal for a new tax.
Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer proposing the Space Tax Act.
The space tax is a two-tiered tax, basically meaning the farther into space you travel, the more you'd pay. An exception to the tax would be any space travel with a scientific purpose.
Was the space tax inevitable?
Yeah, of course. Of course it is. I just don't understand, in principle, how you do that. It's like taxing the air. It's like, wait a minute, how do you
There's
tax
no air
that?
In space, Mike.
There isn't, but there is until you get there. And if we tried to tax the air, you know, think about it. If we tried to tax the air that you breathe, people would say, how can you tax me based on the number of breaths I take? And here you have people being taxed on going into outer space. What they're concerned about is with the scientific angle of this. And get this, here's where it comes from. The government did a lot of these preliminary experiments that gave you the ability to get into space in the first place. So you've got to pay us back for the knowledge that we gave you. Well, we've already paid for that once. It was called taxes that paid for NASA in the first place. This is just one more way to get into the pockets. It's billionaires. It's going to be a multi-billion dollar business, and they want their piece of it. That's it. That's how this works. Did you hear this? We do it every day at this time. And man, that was a good one, Steve, always. But that was an especially good one.